Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so the first one here, just to clear up that, whether or not it was Skip Bayless that called Jason Kidd. It was Gary Patton, according to Derek Rudolph on Twitter. I don't know who Gary Patton is, but he seemed pretty
name
convinced.
Sounds familiar. Gary Patton? Okay.
I honestly, the way I was told it from my friend that was from NYC was that he was known on the playgrounds as a guy that couldn't shoot.
So, yeah, that sounded like him and broke his whole life.
He was a coach. Gary Patton was a coach at somewhere in New York City. So, okay. Yeah, it might have been.
That's pretty brutal then. On our Twitter question of the day, who do you blame most for the Sixers' struggles in big games? A lot of responses have to do with Brett Brown. From Jim McGonigal, in those big games that I've seen, they fall apart at times where the coach should be stepping up. BB deserves the blame for those games without question.
Okay.
From Chris Lawrence, all the above should be the answer here. Brett Brown's decision-making is 100% suspect at times, but Horford also got the absolute best of Embiid last night. Additionally, Ben's got to come up with the free throw line. Everybody does, but it's a consistent problem with him.
Yep. Well, the thing with Ben is at least he knows that he should be trying to get to the line from here. It's like if you can't be a 70% free throw shooter, it's what Ike said earlier. You're not trying.
Yeah.
Right?
And you're a guard.
Or it's in your head.
Yeah.
Which is even worse.
From David Weber, taking a different approach to the question, none of the above. The officials, again, allow the Celtics to manhandle the Sixers with barely a whistle. I agree with Joel's assessment.
Nah. I ain't going officials.
No.
We may have a little bit of a conspiracy theory here. Black Label checks in on Twitter. Did Owen read that rant off of a cheat sheet? I heard papers flipping.
Does he have a script?
Is he scripting his calls, Owen and Glassboro?
He's normally in the car when he does it.
Yeah. No, you're right, but I wouldn't be surprised because he has a show. I think he does his own podcast.
He's a podcast, yeah.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised. He knows when he comes. He's doing it for his own brand.
Oh, you know, it's an act. He's a professional caller.
Yeah, so it's for his brand, yeah. So,
oh, no, Owen is a professional caller, same as Levi.
Yes, I wouldn't be surprised if he has a little list of things there. Yeah, that wouldn't shock me.
You think, Jack, you think he's scripted?
I could see a lot of it being scripted. I think he has an idea of what he wants to say.
Right.
Well, of course. He wants to work in a lot of Brett Clown.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe he has it all in bullet points. I could see him bullet pointing.
Yeah.
Makes sense. We also asked, what was the best 80s PI show? And Jimmy Z checks in, for whatever it's worth, 80s cop show, T.J. Hooker was Bill Shatner and Heather Locklear.
Yes, sir.
The Fall Guy was Lee Majors and Heather Thomas. Both women, 80s smoke shows. Would the A-Team be considered 80s PI show?
Oh, so he damn.
Yeah.
Hold on. He told me, he said Fall Guy was Heather Thomas.
Yes.
I have to see what she looks like, because that's who I was thinking of, Heather Locklear.
Yeah, we got a lot of Hunter, which is a good one. What was the bus that Angry Al sent to us? Let me see right here. He gave us Spencer for Hire.
Oh,
which
yeah.
is a Spencer great one.
Oh yeah.
Not a great show, but a great one. MacGyver also should be considered there, even though I don't think he was a PI, he was just a wizard.
Rob Boyd checks in.
Oh damn, that was her.
Rob Boyd checks in. I hope every caller from now on says John at least once during the call. It sounds like John Marks gets annoyed.
Well, no, he didn't say it once.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah,
he said it like five times. Yeah. He goes, well, John, let me tell you this, John, John.
Yeah, that is the worst. And last one here from Big Mike. Ike said it right. Brett tried to do what Dad did. Wanted like Ben had his old life. Ben doesn't know how to work because everyone has already worked around him, or his dad wouldn't let him play.
Mm. That's true, man.
No.
It does have a lot to do with his father.
All right. Tweets and texts.
Who, by the way, I don't never thought that shooting a jump shot was necessary.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird. I mean,
you didn't get to Ben as a kid and tell him to shoot?
Yeah, I always thought that was a pretty big part of the whole basketball thing was the shot, right?
Right.
I mean, believe me, I appreciate that he's just not a – He's just not a three-point gunner that's throwing up lazy shots. It'd be nice if there was a kind of met in the middle there. I mean, geez.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.